Jim Marinello is with us. Jim, you are a Grand Island resident, and you have some serious problems with Easy Pass, the New York State Thruway Authority. It's on a small scale, but you were explaining to me before that this is something that can add up pretty quickly. Let's start from scratch, though. What exactly is going on here?
Ever since they've added the cashless toll system at Grand Island, which does cut down on the traffic, it appears that they are not calculating the tolls for the Grand Island residents properly. Our tolls should be 9 cents every time we pass the bridge, and sporadically the Easy Pass statements, which are infrequently checked by people, are registering higher amounts, like $1.90 here, $1.90 there. Obviously, if you multiply that by a lot of the Grand Island residents, it does add up to quite a bit of money.
Yeah, and for a scale purposes on all this, there's about 20,000 people who live in Grand Island. Let's take 5% of that. Let's look at, say, 1,000 people, drivers in Grand Island, just for some easy math. If you are being charged, say, $2 extra, all those 1,000 people are also being charged extra. All of a sudden, we're looking at, what, $20,000, if I can do math? I feel like I'm wrong on that, but about $2,000 extra dollars here that we're looking at. This is something that's small, but it can add up pretty quickly.
Yeah, it does add up quickly, especially the commuters. Everybody at least goes over the bridge twice a day. They're charged twice a day when they leave the island, or when they come on the island, and then subsequently, you know, in the evening when they get back on the island. So, yeah, it does add up, and, you know, nobody really looks at their Easy Pass statement, and I didn't start looking at my Easy Pass statements until I received a violation notice in the mail, which subsequently brought my attention to my Easy Pass statement, and that's how I found it.
Tell me about this violation notice that you had. You had an Easy Pass statement that you showed me, but also something that came from the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. Not sure exactly what their affiliation is here in Western York, other than the Thruway Authority in general. There's some discrepancies there that you were showing me. Tell me what you saw.
No, the discrepancies were that the notice of violation from the Port Authority, or from the Port Authority, New Jersey, New York, indicated two passages over the Grand Island Bridge. They charged me $1 a piece for each of those passages, which it should be 9 cents. It listed my vehicle's plate number as it should. So I went back to my Easy Pass bill, and on that same day, at the same exact time, I was charged 9 cents by Easy Pass, but yet I'm getting a bill from this other agency telling me I owe $2. There is no process on those bills to really fight it. You try to contact the number that's on there. It's a circular number that is not answered by any live people, and there is no process for Easy Pay customers to do that. So I didn't do anything with it, and then shortly thereafter, I got a collection notice from Easy Pass New York Service Center, indicating that I didn't pay this amount, and they tacked on a $25 fee. And then I contact that collection agency, which turns out to be some law firm / collection agency, and they know nothing about it. So it's just a circular issue that it doesn't ever seem to get resolved.
So what's the big questions that you have with this? There's a lot of stuff to unpack here. We were looking at this for about 20 minutes before we started this interview. What are the big questions that you want people to know about your situation and this entire situation that could be affecting thousands of people on Grand Island?
Well, who is actually in charge of collecting these tolls? I mean, is it the New York State Thruway Authority? Is it this bridge commission or whatever, New York, New Jersey? And, you know, quite frankly, because we do pay it, and as Grand Island residents and taxpayers, we pay it, where's the money going to? Is it really going to fix these roads, or is it going downstate like a lot of our money goes?
Did you ever have this issue before the cashless tolls came about?
You know, it's quite possible. I haven't gone back in historical statements, only because I never really have looked at the statements. It's all set up to automatically debit on our credit cards, and nobody really looks at them. So it is quite possible. I'm not sure, and I don't want to comment on that if I don't have any evidence. So I haven't gone back, you know, like a year ago. So
what made you switch your mind then about checking your statements? Was it the receiving of this violation notice?
Yes, receiving the violation notice, and then when I saw that the same exact violation also charged on my Easy Pass statement as a 9 cent passage, I knew it had to be the cashless toll system, because it was a picture taken, obviously, of my vehicle with a license plate on it. And that's how I got that bill.
Not sure if you saw this, but Senator Chris Jacobs introduced legislation statewide that would remove the tolling systems, period, from the Grand Island tolls. What's your thoughts on that?
You know, that would be great. I'm not quite sure where the money goes for the tolls. Where does the money come to fix our roads? Where does it come to fix the thruway? And apparently it doesn't seem to be spent here. It seems to be going downstate.
Well, the Thruway Authority at the same time, it's interesting because the senator wants to get rid of the tolls there once and for all, but Thruway Authority was telling me this week they're planning to have cashless tolling statewide by the end of 2020. What do you think actually happens?
Well, I bet it'll go to cashless by 2020 all over, I'm sure. They just spent an enormous amount of money putting those tolls up, the cashless toll system on Grand Island, so I can't see them taking it down after spending all that money. So
it's got to be frustrating.
No.
Well, yeah, it gets frustrating. It gets frustrating. But like I said, I mean, for an individual, it's not a lot of money, so I'm sure a lot of people just ignore it or they don't pay attention to it. But again, if you add it up to the residents of Grand Island and how many people are affected, well, it could turn into quite a large sum of money.
Are you still fighting this situation here?
Up until the last time I sent a certified letter, I contacted the collection agency that sent me this notice. The collection agency has no record of it. There's no reference to it on their system, so it is quite possible that New York State may have taken care of it. But obviously, I don't have anything else. I've received nothing else in the mail about it, and it's been about 3 weeks now.
Okay, so for you, this situation is taken care of, at least, for now. You didn't have to pay the $25 collection fee, though, that you were telling me about earlier?
Nope, I did. Well, I did not pay it. So whether I have to pay it or I don't have to pay it, as of now, I have not paid it.